Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. The current agricultural economy is often compared to the ag crisis of the 1980s. However, everyone always says the major difference is the interest rate. As many producers are painfully aware, the interest rates in the 80s skyrocketed out of control. Thankfully, the current rates have not followed that pattern. This week we will hear from K-State agricultural economist Brian Brigeman as he talks about the direction of the interest rates. Dr. Brigeman begins by describing the current condition of the U.S. economy and how this impacts the interest rate.
The macroeconomy, the U.S. economy as a whole, things look to be actually doing okay. Related to the U.S. economy improving, you know, the Fed will likely start to raise interest rates, right? The Fed does that to help temper growth because we don't want to grow too quickly, create some sort of inflation problem. So the way that you combat that is you let interest rates rise. But, you know, I don't foresee the Fed raising interest rates sharply to a point that we would really feel it within agriculture. I think they've prepared the market to raise them slow and steady, and that's the path they're going to continue. One of the things that if you track the Fed's announcements, they are projecting lower interest rates across the board in the long term.
Next, Brian addresses how producers should prepare for the potential changes.
So what does that mean for us in ag? Prepare for a lower interest rate environment for a while. Not the zero bound environment. Let's hope we don't go back to that. But, you know, it's going to be a slow and steady rise. So when we look at like what producers pay on interest rates at loans, on variable interest rates, even fixed rates, yeah, they might come up a little bit, but I wouldn't expect any sort of sharp increase for what producers would actually pay to their lender.
Finally, Dr. Brigeman discusses that the new chairman of the Fed may impact interest rates.
When you think about the interest rate outlook, you have to look at, well, what's the Fed doing? What are they saying? And more importantly, who's the chair? That individual has a lot of influence over the Federal Open Market Committee. The new chairperson that President Trump has put forward and this individual is going through confirmation right now is Jerome Powell. Was appointed by President Obama in 2012 to serve as a Fed governor. So he has experience with the Fed, he has experience with business, he has experience with the macroeconomy, so very well qualified to serve as chair. He's widely known within Washington, D.C. as a consensus builder. At least from the reports that I've been reading, those are good things at the Fed because there are differing viewpoints about where the economy is going, and we need to have that open discussion.
That was Brian Brigeman, K-State agricultural economist, discussing the potential changes in the interest rate. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.